Welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church Podcasts. Thank you for listening. It's Stuart here. It's great to be back to a fresh series of podcast reflections where we all get to share with each other something that's on our hearts and hopefully offer some encouragement, particularly during this time, difficult time, where we're all under self-isolation and living under quite different circumstances than we had been just a number of weeks ago. Today, I wanted to pick a passage which is Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 to 33. Have no fear. So have no fear of them, Jesus said, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father? But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But anyone who denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. You know, how often do we stop and ask, what does God think of me? Or who does he say that I am? During this period of lockdown due to coronavirus, we may have a lot of extra time on our hands, extra time to reflect, perhaps extra time to question ourselves and question our place in this world and question who we are before God, or even question our future and the uncertainty that lies ahead. And so I just wanted to read these verses from Matthew, but I also wanted to read a couple of verses from Psalm 139. Psalm 139 verse 4 says, even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. And verse 14, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. You know, Jesus said that we're more valuable than sparrows. And says here in the Psalms that God knew all about us before we even uttered our first words. And that God says that we are wonderfully made. You know, the story of humanity echoes God's heart and echoes his desire to call us special and to call us to be his children. In the Garden of Eden, right at the beginning, we see that he gave mankind dominion over this world. He gave Adam and Eve a special place. And even when things went wrong and Adam and Eve felt ashamed, he made clothes for them. He wanted to look after them as a father. He pursued Abraham and his descendants. And we see in the story of the Old Testament the way in which God continually tries to draw back the people of Israel to be his chosen people. And then we see that God sends his son. He sends Jesus into the world. Jesus to die a criminal's death, even though he lived the perfect life. And Jesus, who we know, came to bring life, freedom and forgiveness. In 1 John 3 verse 1, it says, see what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. And in our faith, God makes us a brand new creation. We read that the old is gone, the new has come. We are told elsewhere in the book of Romans that there's no condemnation and that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God. We're also told that God has sent his Spirit to live in us. In Hebrews, we're told that God is the author and perfecter of our faith, that he's living in us and changing us. Jesus said himself to his disciples and to the followers who were to come, he said that the Holy Spirit would come and empower us. The Holy Spirit would guide us in truth. And so no matter what the circumstances are, whether we're in isolation or otherwise, God's Spirit is still wanting to work in our hearts, continue to transform us. You know, I really love the film Amazing Grace, the film that's about the story of William Wilberforce, the politician who led the abolition of the slave trade in Britain. And it shows the wonderful scenes as William Wilberforce gets older, of his quiet reflection on creation and on God's love and the wonder of everything that God has done. And we even kind of see in the story that as he gets close to God and he tries to hear God's heartbeat for the oppression and the injustice of the world, he also gets a taste of the love and the grace which comes from God for humanity. And so we see that that led William Wilberforce into quiet meditation and worship. And so today I just wanted to encourage you all maybe to do two things. One is just remind yourself, even tell yourself out loud if you're able to or quietly in your heart, that you are a child of God, that God loves you and that God gave his life for you. Remind yourself of that. And the second thing is to try and find some quiet place and perhaps watching some flowers outside. Maybe there's not lilies growing around where you live, but perhaps in your garden or on the street verges outside, there might be some daffodils or some blossoms on the trees. And maybe just take a moment just to take a look and remember Jesus' words, you know, saying how much more precious that we are to God. You are chosen, not forsaken. He has called you to be his special child. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for all your love that you give to us. Thank you that we are your children. Please remind us again, especially in this time of isolation, that we are your children and that your arms of love are always around us. Forgive us when we question or doubt your love. We ask today that you fill us again by your Holy Spirit. Remind us of the truth that we are your children, and that you are the author and the perfecter of our faith, that you never give up, you never abandon us, that you are always drawing us deeper into relationship and knowledge of you. Come be our Father, come be your King. We open up our arms, our hands, our hearts, ask you that fill us with your love and your hope and your life. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome? Me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
He has ransomed me, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me.
Who the Son sets free, oh, is free. Forsaken, I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am.
There's a place for